For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Ellicott City, Maryland was founded in colonial times at the bottom of a ravine along the Patapsco Rivers, southwest of Baltimore. Flooding has caused residents to take to high ground as walls of water flow down the steep streets of the city. Meteorologist Dave Satter has more.
One end of the town, there's a high terrain, and some will blame it on the topography. Some, obviously, is the infrastructure of this historic town, because all the water is funneling down to the lower part of Main Street. Homes, businesses, everyone who was told to stay in place has had to get up to the second, even third story of these buildings.
Maryland's governor has declared a state of emergency around Ellicott City. So far, there's no word of any injuries or casualties due to the flooding. 2 years ago, a similar flash flood killed two people. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Wayne Allen Root for Bullet Blocker. I love these guys. Sometimes you find a product and you go, wow, why didn't I think of that? Trained as an Army Ranger and former Deputy Sheriff, Joe Curran invented the world's first bulletproof backpack. Now Joe has built a successful made-in-the-USA company that offers bullet-resistant products for your most precious asset, your children. Backpacks, bulletproof clothing, vests, briefcase, and more. Bullet Blocker gives your kids the gift of life. Stylish clothing that protects like police body armor. Go to bulletblocker.com and enter code WAR to save 10%. That's bulletblocker.com, bulletblocker.com.
I used to wonder why people took their own pillows into the hotels with them till I got a MyPillow, and I go everywhere with mine. Stays cool all night, keeps its shape, 60-day money-back guarantee, and a 10-year warranty made in the USA. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the 4-pack special, enter promo code USA. You get 2 MyPillow premium pillows, 2 go-anywhere pillows for half off. Go to MyPillow.com or call 1-800-951-8175. Use promo code USA.
Millions of Americans are in the path of subtropical storm Alberto, the first named storm of the hurricane season. Forecasters say the center of the storm was about 165 miles west of Tampa and had top winds of 50 miles per hour. WFOR-TV meteorologist Craig Setzer is tracking the storm.
This is going to be a big rainmaker for the southeast, even into the middle part of the week. The center is going to continue to move northwest, make landfall somewhere in the Florida panhandle, and all that tropical moisture comes up with it. Heavy rainfall expected through the Carolinas, eastern Georgia, and south Florida as well. And near the center where it makes landfall, significant flooding is possible, 4 to 8 inches of rain there.
If the special counsel wants a sit-down with President Trump, he'll have to agree to a new demand by the president's personal lawyer, Rudy Giuliani. He says the Trump legal team wants to review the classified information about the origins of the FBI investigation into Russia's election meddling. This is USA Radio News.
There's a price war in the insurance business, and you may be paying too much. Call the Term Lifeline right now and see if you can save 40%. $500,000 plans and up, that's our specialty, even great smokers rates. Protect your family today. Call the Term Lifeline right now for a free quote. 866-509-TERM. 866-509-TERM. 866-509-TERM.
The heroic teacher from Indiana who took 3 bullets while trying to stop a school shooting and tackling a student with a loaded weapon last week is finally out of the hospital. With more on the story, we go to USA Radio's Chris Barnes.
Science teacher Jason Seaman is being hailed as a hero after tackling a male student who opened fire with a handgun on Friday at Noblesville West Middle School. Seaman's a former defensive lineman from Southern Illinois University. One of his students was also wounded. The family of the 13-year-old girl says she's in critical but stable condition now. Police have not yet released any details about the suspect being held for the shooting. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Lava from the Kilauea volcano has reached a geothermal power plant on the Big Island. USA's Rick Vincent reports it's approaching the wells that have been capped to protect against the release of toxic gas should they mix with the lava.
Hawaii's Mount Kilauea continues on the warpath across Big Island, devouring everything in its path. But that's not keeping this guy from his golf game at the nearby Volcano Golf and Country Club.
We're sharing the land with her, so we play. She takes care of us. I guess she doesn't ruin our golf game when we come up and play.
82 homes have now been destroyed by lava from the Kilauea volcano, and toxic sulfur dioxide threatens to accumulate over the area because of calming winds. This is USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.